On Monday night, we played quite well as compared to the game on the Friday. And while we didn't get a result, which was disappointing, I think the biggest disappointment was that we it looks like we've lost another two bodies for Friday night with a sending off and an injury. And that's probably the biggest disappointment on Monday night. Yeah, we would love to have got to a semi-final of the competition. That wasn't to be. We're already down and we've picked up maybe two others as well that will be unavailable for tomorrow.
So what's prep been like this week with the guys as a collective training? What's the atmosphere been like, having lost two North West derbies and trying to regroup again?
Well, I mean, there were two very, very different games. Derry comprehensively beat us on Friday. Lads were very, very disappointed with their own performance, and credit to Derry for that. We were much, much better on Monday night. Yes, we still lost in extra time despite having numerous chances, but that's the nature of it. At least there was a little bit of pride back intact on Monday night. But the League Cup mightn't be the be-all and end-all from our point of view, but the fact that we had to play 120 minutes and we got nothing out of it, bar we lost two players for Bohemians, is probably the biggest negative of the rushing. But look, when you're down, and that's the way things go. But it would be a difficult ask tomorrow night up in the Mount anyway, with everyone available. Don't mind being down what we're down to. But so be it. Stranger things have happened before, and we're hoping that might happen tomorrow.
Now, many changes is there going to be then from the side that lined out Monday, do you expect?
I would say, offhand, obviously there's two unavailable. There's a couple more that we may rotate to try and freshen it up, pushing, because we need legs and we need energy up in the Mount of all places, because they're up at the top of the table for a reason. But it's just we're picking from a smaller pack again, which already was small. But, you know, we had a situation against Waterford a couple of weeks ago, albeit at home, where lads came in and did a brilliant job. And it'll be something similar to tomorrow if we can get that out of the lads again.
Yeah, and I suppose the carrot this week is moving off the bottom off the table. Is that big enough for the boys to get a performance?
Hopefully, yeah, it doesn't get any more difficult than away to Boas. With a poor record, as I said, up there in the last 6 or 7 years. And, you know, probably, you know, UCD, the break that they have now because of the under-21 friendly internationals, it probably has come at a good time for them. And from our point of view, with the number of players we've out injured, we probably could do with it as well to try and get bodies back. But it's not to be. We need to go tomorrow night and the following week against Dundalk to try and get something to come off the bottom of the table, to put it that way.
Yeah, and before you do actually go into your break, Ollie, you've a couple of games left after the one against Bowes, and again they're tough games. Dundalk at home, and then before the break away to Pats.
If we had, you know, bodies back on the ground that haven't been available over a long period of time, it's not just that. I mean, I'm not guaranteeing that if we had everybody back fit that we get results in those games either. That's not the point I'm making. It's just, when you're down there, things seem to go against you, and we've had a lot of long-term injuries that really haven't got bodies back, and it doesn't look like we'll have them back for the foreseeable future, to put it that way to you. And at the start of the interview, as you said and as I said, it might get worse before it gets better, but please God, it will get better, Rushy.